with the His Holiness's and the Lord's grace, we have got a very good city council over here, which are managing the city wonderfully. Our Holiness Swamiji Maharaj, you have had his session, you have visited last year. He is imparting this divine knowledge throughout the world. We believe in whole world is a one family. Our scripture says, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the whole world is one family. His Holiness is departing this great knowledge throughout the world for the benefit of all of us there. He has delivered his discourses throughout the world. He is now coming from America, Brazil, all over the continents of this world. We will be very anxious to hear his sermon, his discourses. I won't be saying too much here. We all are eager to listen to him there. Our this great dharma, which you call it religion, though there is no word in the Oxford Dictionary for dharma, only nearest word we can say is religion. Dharma is a way of life. This great scripture tells us how to live a happy life in this world and in its coexistence. Now, our Swamiji, who is delivering these courses on the greatest scripture in this world, the Holy Bhagavad Gita, so he will be also giving us discourse from this Bhagavad Gita. I would not, because we meet you all the time, I would not be delivering any discourse or anything on the Hinduism, because we are very eager to listen from His Holiness. But on behalf of all of you, I would like to present a small memento to His Holiness for His services, for the Dharma, for the great religion, and I would like you to join with me to praise His Holiness for His work.
Thank you.
God has thrown a throwing his garland over here. They have blessed the Lord has blessed us all there. You can see this all garland flowers are coming around them here.
We also have with us the official representative of the International Council of our city. I know that you serve for a long time as the Lord Mayor.
Indian
past capacity of Deputy Lord Mayor. He has a very tight schedule, so he has to speak a few words, and he has another appointment after our his speech. So we kindly ask Deputy Lord Mayor Jim Owen if he would make his.
Thank you very much for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to just say a few words. I'm delighted to give this event, in fact your organisation, civic support, because you are in fact an organisation of peace, and it is my belief that and it's been my campaign all the time of Lord Mayor. But you know, if we all work together, wherever we came from, we'd all be better off. Why don't we cooperate and improve things rather than argue? That was my theme all along. I already like it when your organisation, which is a cooperative organisation, comes along. Welcome to Birmingham. You're the right colour and attractiveness too. Birmingham, of course, you know, is very much now an international city. People come here from all over the world. And I know that many of you have come from all over the world. Welcome to you all. Welcome to your organisation. May I wish you all well in the future. And may you have a wonderful time. Peace be with you.
वो तो बहुत सुंदर गाती है, एक भजन सुना दो. हाँ, यू कैन. हाँ, एक अपना भजन सुना दो.
ऐसी लागी बहन मीरा हो गई महल, ऐसी लागी बहन मीरा हो गई महल. वो तो गली गली हरी बोले जाने लगी, ऐसी लागी बहन मीरा हो गई महल. वो तो गली गली हरी बोले जाने लगी, महलों में परी बन जो बन चली, महलों में परी बन जो बन चली. मीरा रानी दीवानी कहाँ रहे लगी, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन.
मुझे तो इंडिया का स्मरण करा दिया तुमने. भारत में यह मीरा का गान बहुत ही सुप्रचलित है. मधुर संगीत और सुना दो सबको और कृष्ण संबंधी सुनाना, सबका दिल खुश हो जाए. जैसा भजन हो तो अच्छा. जो अच्छा तरह से तुम गा सको वही करो. हमारे ऊपर Krishna. So, I was also dancing and singing in our program here. Nagar Sankirtan. Very good. Krishna should sprinkle his mercy. But really, so should be like Meera and Bhivani.
Give up. Jananjana Shalakaya Chachunritam Dena Kasmaiti Panchakrapa Turugasya Kripa Sindhi Patitana Bhavanegro Vaishnayo. First of all, I'd like to offer my most respectful obeisances onto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru and Sannyasin Shiksha Guru. My Diksha Guru Nityalila Apakrishnam Vishnupadastha Parasata Shishman Shila Gaurabhavinda Goswami Maharaj and my Sannyasin Shiksha Guru, all Vishnupadastha Parasata Shishman Shila Bhaktivinoda Narayana Goswami Maharaj, our Guruji who is present here today. Similarly, I'd like to offer my most respectful obeisances unto my Param Guru Days, Nityalila Apakrishnam Vishnupadastha Parasata Shishman Shila A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Shila Prabhupada, and Nityalila Apakrishnam Vishnupadastha Parasata Shishman Shila Bhaktivinoda Keshava Samaraj. And my obeisances unto all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and I'd like to welcome all our guests, especially our distinguished guest, Mr. O.P. Sharma, MBE, Mr. Bhattacharya, Saladi, and our members from the Namdari family. So, we are most fortunate that on this day, the day of Jagannath Festival, the Rath Yatra Festival, what is this festival? It's a day which is commemorating Krishna meeting with his very dear devotees of Vrindavan in another holy place called Kurukshetra. And then his devotees of Vrindavan, they're calling Krishna back to, oh, come back to Vrindavan, come back to Vrindavan. And actually, this pastime is enacted to help us also to understand that we're not of this world, that our real abode is the spiritual world, is Vrindavan. And Krishna, he's making all endeavors to let us know that we're aliens in this material world, that we're inhabitants of that Vrindavan Dham. And how does he do that? How does he tell us to come back? By appearing or by sending his very near and dear intimate associates. It is stated in the scriptures, Bhakti Stu Bhagavat Bhakta Samgena Parijayate, that the path to go back to the spiritual world is by having association with saintly personalities. That we're all insignificant, or we're all very insignificant, tiny living entities, covered by the material energy. And in this state, we're thinking that we're English, we're American, we're Russian, we're Australian, we're Dutch, we're black, we're white, we're Hindu, we're Muslim, etc. But actually, we're none of these things. We're eternally parts and parcels of that Supreme Lord, Krishna. Whether we call him Allah, Krishna, Yahweh, so many names for the one Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by our own endeavors, no matter how hard we try, it will be not difficult, it will be impossible for us to awaken that loving relationship that's there, dormant within the heart. The soul, by nature, is looking for happiness. And we're searching for happiness through so many material means. But actually, our real happiness can only be had by having our relationship awoken with God. Whether we call him Krishna, Ram, Yahweh, Allah, there's one supreme person. So, Krishna, Ram, they're making very, very special arrangements. And how they're making these arrangements? By sending their representatives, saints, sadhus, and they're traversing the world. In the 60s, there was a revolution of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. It was sparked by a very live wire of the Supreme Lord. His name was Nityalila Krishnam Vishnupadastha Parasata Shishma Shila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada. And because of him, all over the world, Hare Krishna has become a household term. Everybody knows of the Hare Krishna movement. Everybody knows of the Hare Krishnas. Why? Because one elderly gentleman in his 70s, he, out of great compassion, due to his immense and deep love for the Supreme Lord, and therefore his deep love for the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, us, he came to the West and he taught us that very simply, to be happy, that only we have to link. And what is the process of linking in this age of fallen and hypocrisy? Very simply, just to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And because the names that he was chanting, they were imbued with very, very deep and powerful love, then he sparked a revolution all over the world. You can go anywhere in the world, and everybody knows about the chanting of Hare Krishna. You can go to the deepest parts of Africa, they know about Hare Krishna. You can go to China, Russia, the Amazon, anywhere. Everybody is aware of chanting the holy names, and they're chanting. Why? Because they came in contact with one personality who had great, immense love due to his very intimate contact with the Supreme Lord. And in this way, there was a great revolution, the Hare Krishna revolution. But this revolution, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. And we're so fortunate here in this city of Birmingham that a very intimate friend of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that he has come to grace us here. When Srila Prabhupada was leaving the planet, he asked his very dear friend that, oh, please, you help my disciples and my followers, and you help in this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just in the last 5-6 years, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, our Gurudev, he has been traveling around. He is in his 80s. And young devotees in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, we cannot keep up with him. We're completely exhausted. But he's on his 7th world tour, and he'll go back to his holy home, Vrindavan. How many? 14th world tour. Two every year. He'll go back to his holy land, Vrindavan, and only stay there for a short period of time, and then he'll be out again, traveling. But he's carrying Vrindavan with him. And this second wave of the Hare Krishna revolution, it is going on in a very, very sweet and beautiful way. Just before coming here, Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he was in New York State, and hundreds of devotees who, some just coming in contact with him for the first time, were dancing with tears in their eyes. Some having taken the holy name 20 or 30 years ago, but due to not having a very strong association, had temporarily given up the path, were also dancing now with tears in their eyes again, just as they were dancing when they were under the guidance of Nityalila Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prior to that, we were in California, near the Sequoia Mountains, and there were close to 1,000 devotees in a very, very remote place, all chanting, dancing, and absorbed in very, very sweet philosophy for the soul. This is food for the soul. Just like if we do not have food stuff, then the body will become very weak and ultimately will die. So, Srila Narayan Maharaj is coming from Vrindavan with holy food, sacred food. And what is this? Very, very sweet spiritual discourses which will awaken us to our real relationship as eternal servants of God. Prior to that, he was in Mexico. He arrived at a time, the same day that His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada had arrived in Mexico 30 years prior. And devotees who had received Srila Prabhupada in Mexico, they were so touched that they were just crying and crying and crying, that again, they were blessed to come in contact with another Srila Bhaktivedanta. Srila Bhaktivedanta What is the end of knowledge? The end of knowledge is to have this praying bhakti. And by this praying bhakti, we'll be happy. And by this praying bhakti, actually, we'll come to know who we really are, beyond the body, beyond being black or white or English or American, but had our spiritual identity as servants of Krishna. So this is the real welfare work of the world. Many people, they're giving out food, clothes, education. So much welfare work is being done. But what is the highest welfare work? That charity by which one is awoken to one's real relationship of a servant of Krishna, and by which one's pure love is awoken. And by this, one can be happy in all situations. So this is the greatest gift, and we're very, very fortunate to be able to, even just to have a darshan. Darshan means to have the audience. Just like you have the audience of some great personality of a government, to have their audience. But that audience, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of times, is nothing compared to having a split-second darshan of His Divine Grace. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome and invite His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj to please bless us with some nectarian words coming from the translator. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
In brief, tell my object of coming here. In a brief,
on the order of Srila Gurudev, I'd like to share with you only one or two words to discuss. For what purpose has Srila Gurudev traveled thousands and thousands of miles from the other side of the world, from India, to be with us here? In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Dhanasya, Krishnasya, Dhanasya Mukha, Vimukhasya Daiva, Adhano Shilasya Sudhukhi Dasya, Anugrayayena Charantinunam, Bhutani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. In this world, all living entities, all souls, they are in ignorance of their own identity. They don't know, who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? What path should I take in my life which will bring about ultimate and eternal lasting benefit for my soul? Where will I find peace? Where will I find happiness? Where can I find love and affection, which is the real hunger of the soul? All living entities, like refugees, are wandering in this world from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, again and again, meeting with defeat, with frustration, meeting with death, and again trying. This is a very, very pathetic condition. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the Lord of all existence, from whom everything has come, is not happy with this situation. He feels compassion in his heart for us. He does not like to see us wandering aimlessly, without any shelter, without any guidance, without any proper knowledge, or without any benefit from our activities. Therefore, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He sends His near and dear associates, those who are very beloved to Him, who know Him very well, who who are perfect and pure and enlightened. He sends them to this world. And they are also wondering, Anugrahayena Chantinuram, they're also wandering across the face of the world. But their wandering and our wandering is different. Now, people are going here and there looking for selfish happiness. How can I eat good things, have comfort, and all kinds of satisfaction for me? This principle of selfishness is completely opposed to the transcendental principle of pure eternal love, which connects us with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because this is lacking, we do not feel or realize our connection with God. But the pure devotees, the associates of God, they're also wandering in this world without any self-interest. They never want to collect anything. They never want to take anything. They never want anything from us, but they are wandering only to distribute, only to give. What do they want to give? Transcendental knowledge. To take away our ignorance. To take away our blindness from our eyes so that we can see who we are and what is our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. They travel the world only with this message to help us. So it is a matter of great fortune when, after many lifetimes of wandering in this world, we come into Sadhu Sangha, the association of an enlightened saint. At that time, a choice and a chance is given to us whether to continue in a process, ignorant process of vainly, with complete futility, searching for material happiness in a temporary material world. Otherwise, we can make the choice to accept that teaching in our life. Yes, I accept this point. I am not this body. I am the soul. What is my business? Business of the body is only sense gratification, eating, sleeping, fighting with each other, looking for sex life, like animals. But the business of the soul is only one, how to serve and please and satisfy the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. When we come in the association of a pure devotee, this choice and chance is given to us. If we take shelter of them, if we hear their discourses, and we accept their advice, gradually, the influence of ignorance and false ego, identification falsely with this material body and the conceptions of this temporary material world, all these kinds of ignorance are gradually washed away. And the heart becomes purified. When the heart is pure, at that time, he can realize relationship with God. All are looking for a perfect relationship, but we cannot find it here. By the mercy of association of pure devotees, we become established in our loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We learn from that association that Supreme Lord is not...
Please be with you all.
Thank you very much, brother. Please be with you too. Sit down, just
a minute. I'd like you to take this to the temple.
Thank you.
Blessings on you, Krishna. I love Krishna.
Thank
all
you.
My days of my life.
Thank you. So, by good association, the inspiration comes. Instead of following selfish pursuits, to follow the path of service to the Supreme Lord. And the sadhus, they give us information that God is not any dictator, like fascist dictator like Mussolini or Adolf Hitler, trying to control the whole world and punishing everyone. No. Who is God? So sweet and beautiful, so kind, full of compassion, very, very loving and affectionate, very attractive, very romantic, very adventurous. All qualities are there in the Supreme Person. Whatever we are looking for, we'll find it there in Krishna. In the association of pure devotees, we hear the qualities of Krishna, his pastimes, his relationships, and there awakens within the heart a greed, a very thick desire. I want to go there. I want to meet with Krishna. This is my destiny. This is the aim and object of my life. So when by association we come to understand what is the aim and object of our life, at that time, we very humbly beg, oh Gurudev, oh Sadhu, Mahatma, great soul, now I understand what is the goal of my life, to know God and to love God, and to come out of the ignorance of this material world. Now please instruct me, what is the method by which I can attain the goal of my life? Everyone has a goal in their life. If someone wants to become very wealthy, this is their goal. Then what do? First, they try to have a very good education, to get a degree in law or accountancy, something like this. Then when they get their diploma, then they take some service in any company, and then money starts to come in this way. After some years, they become wealthy. If someone wants to become a doctor, also they'll have to study medicine or surgery. There's a process to attain the goal. So similarly, when we learn that the goal of our life is to know and to love God and be established in that eternal relationship, then we'll have to find out what is the process. That process is called Bhakti Yoga, the yoga of devotion. This devotion has been described by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Anya bilasita shunyam jnana kama tenabritam anukulyena krishna rushinam bhakti uttama. This bhakti yoga entails the uninterrupted, unbroken cultivation of all the endeavors of our body, mind, and words, and of our heart's feelings, which are meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, which are devoid of all kinds of material and selfish desires, fruitive activity, even free from the desire for liberation. This endeavor is called bhakti. This process is very simple and natural, but it must be performed continuously without any break and under the guidance of a perfect and liberated person who is established, who is the embodiment, and who is emanating that pure bhakti shakti, the energy of pure love for God. If we will follow the process under their guidance, then we make very rapid progress. First step is to take shelter of their advice and receive from them one mantra that is called Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By this mantra, one learns the process of how to meditate on the Supreme Lord through the chanting of His holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The chanting of mantra, when it is received directly from the lips of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee who has realized God, this chanting is very powerful. And quickly, if anyone will take shelter of Krishna Nam, the name of Krishna, under the guidance of Sadguru, a realized spiritual master, then all kinds of material desires, material attachments, all kinds of selfishness, which are the obstacles on the path of our enlightenment, on the path of our direct meeting with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're all removed, and one becomes established in the endless ocean of transcendental love for Krishna and attains the goal of life. Therefore, it is for this reason that Asmadiya Paramaradya Tama Guru Pada Padma Sri Rupanu Gacharya Varya Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sata Shishimar Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, my Holy Master, has come here to Birmingham only to give this message and give all the living entities who are wandering in this world a chance to rise up from their life of suffering and ignorance and discover the eternal life of perfect love and happiness in relationship with Sisi Radha Krishna, the Supreme Personalities of Godhead.
राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय
Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Padrakaya. Vanchakalpataru Bhasya, Kripasin Bhaktai Vacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo. May Shapratam, Sundari Thamara Translation. May Shapratam, Apne Paramaradhya, All Vishnu Pada Sutta Sasana Bhakti Pradhyan, Kesha Goswami Maharaj ji ke si charan kamalon mein koti koti bar sastang dhangat pranati dhyapan karta hun. Aur tatpashchat apne shiksha guru Om Vishnu Pad Astotar Sasana Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj ji ke charan mein koti koti bar dhangat pranati dhyapan karta hun. My English is broken and lame, but if I will try.
First of all, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Pratyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj, and simultaneously I offer my million Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of my Shiksha Gurudev Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
Paramadharaniya, President of National Council, Hindu Temple, UK, Shri Shri Om Prakash Ji Sharma ko vishesh vishesh roop mein hamara dhanyavaad hai. Hamari priya beti, आप लोगों को अभी कीर्तन सुनाया, इसको भी मेरा धन्यवाद है कि कृष्ण इसको अपनी भक्ति प्रदान करके इसका जीवन सुखमय कर. My so many thanks to that singer girl who produced a very beautiful kirtan here. Oh, I'm praying to Krishna for respect. He should sprinkle his mercy so that she should be a high class of the devotee like Meera. My all sons and daughters and others, my Bhartavarsh, Vrindavan Mathura se aaya. I come from Mathura and Vrindavan. You know, Vrindavan, a place of love and affection, where the endless ocean of rasa, prem, is flowing on, or in the form of Jamuna river. There is Govardhan Hill. Oh, there are always, even today, Krishna is playing sweet pastimes in Vrindavan, sweet ras to him. So I have come for something to give my message that I have received from my Guru Parampara. वेद विश्व भर के सबसे सुप्राचीन ग्रंथ है. रिसर्च स्कॉलर भी, इवन रिसर्च स्कॉलर दैट रिसर्च दैट वेद आर मोर देन 8 billion ऑफ इयर्स ओल्ड. But what are the Vedas? Endless Tattva Jnani is there. Endless. What is Maya? What is Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva and all? Especially, Vedas ka ek Upanishad bhaag hai. there is a part of Vedas, Upanishad, very important. Usme keval bhartiyon ke liye hi nahi, not only for Indians or Hindus only. Our Vedas are not sectarian. We are not sectarian. As our Om Prakash Sarma ji told, we are whole world in one family. Really. Not only humans, even creepers, trees, animals, birds, all are in one family. So, Veda Vyas compiled Brahma Sutra, the essence of all Veda. And for this, to explain this, it also many Purans. And in Purans, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, in Mahabharata Gita, now Gita is translated in thousands of languages here and there. High class of Tattva Gyan is there. In Vedas it has been told. So many things, but I am quoting only two or three and I will explain. What is that? Ma Tamasha Jyotir Gamaya. Ma Tamasha Jyotir Gamaya. Don't go to ignorance. That is darkness. Don't go. Try to go towards, enter in light. But what is darkness and what is light? We should know. To know that we are this physical body. And related to this physical body, all our mind. Maya aru mor torutai maya. These are all usually maya. Or they will come and go. Really, we are not this physical body. Our Vedas, Gita Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, all have told like this. We are not this physical body. We are soul inside. Atma or Paramatma. There are two things here. Atma and Paramatma. Soul and super soul. Super soul is one without second. जैसे जगत में सूर्य एक है, चंद्र एक है, या पृथ्वी एक है, like there is one sun, one moon, England, America, India or Australia, anyone cannot say that this sun is mine. His of all, similarly God is one. We can tell him Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. We can tell him God. We can tell him Allah, Khuda. All we can tell. But he is one for different languages and for different countries. We can say him God, Allah. But Allah means same. Allah means Brihat. That is Brahma. Same thing. Khuda, Khud. Aham, Brahmasmi like. So, God is same. like our Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, but some difference. Not in tattva, but understanding. All understanding are not same. God. What is God? G generator. O obstructor. Operator. And destroyer. Same in India as Brahma or Bhagavan. No difference here. So if a personality like Rishi in Brahma Sutra, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, who is Brahma? Janma Dasya Jata. From whom? Oh. Birth, maintaining, and all are so same. And that is why in Bible it has been written, God created man after his own image. He created man after his own image. God has a very beautiful, attractive, sweet form. Otherwise, how this world has come? How we can? Jesus is the son of Christ. Who is Christ? Oh, Krishna, Krishna. And from Krishna, Krishna. And from Krishna to? Krishna's and Krishna's to
Christ.
Same thing. Krishna is Christ. Not other thing. Or same like in Quran's also like this. Inna laha khalaqa man surat hi. Man surat. Surat means roop. Form. Everything came from him. So he is very beautiful. But his transcendental form, oh, we cannot realize by these eyes. So it has been told somewhere that, oh, he has no shape, no beauty, no quality like this. Nirgun, kintu, sabhi kuch hai, everything. So here, it has been told, ma tamasa jyotir gamaya. Oh. This is the thing that when you realize your soul and Paramatma like Krishna, then this is called light. Means there's very deep meaning in that, that when you will take shelter of any high class of realized guru, and you will follow him. And then you will realize your soul. And then you can realize, oh, that Krishna is, oh, like love and affection. Like God, God is love, love is God. Ye Krishna ke charitra mein hi hum dekh sakte hain, na aur dusri jagah nahi dekh sakte. इसलिए कृष्ण रस स्वरूप है और कृष्ण इज लव है कृष्ण इज एंड ऑल्सो लव इज कृष्ण ब्रज में देखो यू कैन सी इन ब्रज हाउ ही इज लव फॉर ऑल एंड दैट इज व्हाई ही डिसेंड्स टाइम टू टाइम दैट यू कैन नॉट बी हैप्पी बिकॉज यू आर पार्ट एंड माई पार्ट एंड पार्सल. So, you should remember me. And when we will be established, re-established, your constitutional position, love and affection, in the service of Krishna, then you will be happy. Otherwise, never and never. Money, wealth, reputation, any position, can it give you eternal bliss and happiness? In this world, anything that you are going to collect,
or by that you cannot be helped. Unless you are remembering and praying to our Supreme Lord. And very easy it is. And what? That Krishna, Supreme Lord, he can create millions of universes in a second. And he can destroy and again he can. Oh, he is very powerful. Extraordinary. And sometimes he is very merciful. He has invested all his power in Kali Yuga especially, in Iron Age. And that these names are not only merely words. They are more powerful than Krishna. More powerful than, merciful than Krishna. So if one will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, oh, this is only the light. If you accept and follow this light, you will be happy, otherwise no. Second thing also, our Vedas has told like, Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu, that he told. Sarve Niramaya Bhavantu. What is the meaning? That we think that meaning is very outwardly. External, not Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Only food. Our worldly love cannot give us eternal happiness. If we have pure love for Krishna, Supreme Lord, then automatically a love will come to all. Because we are all part and parcel of Supreme Lord, same. So, at that time, we will be like brothers and sisters. Oh. Nothing to quarrel, but we see everywhere quarrel. Even in Christianity, even in Hinduism, in Muslimism, in Sikhism, everywhere. So, when we will have love, true love, that Aranya Maharaj told Anna Bhilashita, then we will have not to quarrel with him. And then he can be happy forever. Niramaya means, Niramaya mane kisko kaate hai? Rog se niramaya huna. Rog sabse bada kya hai? What is the highest?
Disease.
Woh rog hai, sansaar mein hum chakra mein ghoom rahe hai aur dukh bhog rahe hai. This. We are suffering. Endless. Endless chain of birth and death, suffering, sorrows and all this. Oh, this is rogue. And this is called bhauro. Kisi ko sardi jukham bukhar ho jaye, ye to rog hai. A bhauro, puna puna janam, puna puna maran, punarapi janani jathare jamana. Ye sabse bada bhari bhauro hai. This is the highest class of disease. To come in the womb of mother and to die and again come. We are doing that. This is not our first birth or last. If you will not chant and remember and have love for Krishna, again you will have to come. 84 lakh ki joniyon mein फिर से भ्रमण करना होगा आप लोगों को. You have to come through. Anyone cannot save you. Always be careful for this. So niramaya, the meaning of this niramaya is this. Now bhav rog se hamari yadi niskriti ho jaye tab ho sakta hai. And for this is, I have come to remind you that you should try to chant Hare Krishna and be happy forever. In essence, I told, now some drama will be played here. No? First, you told that drama? Then you should do kirtan and finish and service, give the prasadam to all and finishing by.
Gaur Prema.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari
Bol. Jai Jai Radha.
Thus ends the class on the 13th of July 2002 in the evening in Birmingham, England. Hare Krishna.